Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was thinking while I was having this thought about a speech, a little known speech from Dr. Martin Luther King, and so I want to read a couple paragraphs of the three evils of the society that Dr. King talked about. So we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives, and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilian can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death. It is a sad fact that because of comfort, complacency, or morbid fear of communism and our proneness to adjust to injustice, the Western nations that initiate so much of the revolutionary spirit of the modern world have now become the arch anti-revolutionaries. Our hope today lies in our ability to recapture the revolutionary spirit and go out into a sometimes hostile world declaring eternal opposition to poverty, racism, and militarism. May I say in conclusion that there is a need now more than ever before men and women in our nation to be creatively maladjusted. So let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some position, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular. But we must do it because it's right. And so what Dr. King is saying and was saying is that the fact that we have the military might and the fact that Russia has the military might, that can't continue to be the measuring stick. At some point in the society that we all live in, survival and life has to be more important, excuse me, than all the rest of it. Whether you are, you know, live in a nation that's communist or socialist, or, you know, we live where we live in a society that, you know, it's capitalist. Those things should never outweigh the fact that human beings have to be the most important thing. People are being blown to bits. in Ukraine. Many people are losing their lives right now in Ukraine. To what end? We don't want them to be a part of NATO. Well, NATO, we want them to be a part of us. Well, Russia, no, you're a part of, you belong to us. You are a part of the USSR. And so we're not going to allow you to go anywhere else. You're on our peninsula. So you belong to us. Does any of that make any sense? In the long run, does any of that make any sense? So we're going to push back. We're going to do everything within our power. And so what Vladimir Putin has decided and the decision that he's making, he is ostracized all around the world and not a whole lot of people standing with him because of what he's done. And he himself is starting to realize that, this is certainly the wrong decision. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about, peace, ceasefires. But you should have thought about that before you went in. But, now that that's done and that's, you can't go back now. He's made the decision. It's been done. Peace is the only outlet. And then, when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Republicans and CPAC, where just a group of malcontents got together. They get together every year, conservatives, and talk about, the rest of us and why they are so critically important and why they should be in charge of our nation. We're going to talk a little bit about that on the other side when we get back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.